Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca Imholz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca Imholz.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholz. Last week, we talked with Bill Sweezy, publisher of the newly launched All About Seniors, a resource and referral directory for our greater Charleston area. Bill, a fellow boomer, talked about his journey to creating All About Seniors and his own publishing company, Striped Rock. To get a free copy of this great resource directory, just go to letstalkboomers.com and we'll send you a link. Now, before we talk about some upcoming events, I wanted to share with you the recent passing all too soon of a fellow boomer, mentor and friend of mine, and really the Lowcountry, Dick Cote. Many of you know Dick as a renowned local author who also made the national scene, having written extensively about Charleston's social history and culture. You probably recognize Mary's World about Charleston life in the 19th century, or The City of Heroes about the great Charleston earthquake of 1886. But Dick also gave of his time and talent to local causes, including the Charleston Historical Society, the Preservation Society, and many more. Charleston has truly lost a beloved adopted son too soon, but Dick's work will live on for generations and in the hearts of those who loved him. Now, on a less somber note, here is an event that Dick probably would have liked, as it does involve Charleston history. It's one that's normally offered by appointment only, but in recognition of Black History Month, you don't need one. It's the Slavery and Freedom Walking Tour that takes place Wednesday through Saturday afternoons in February. It explores the African-American culture in Charleston through 1865. Just visit walledcitytours.com. And if you enjoy fine dining and would like to enjoy lower prices, then check out Pugin's Porch Rollback Menu. Now through March 1st from 5 to 9:30 p.m. daily, the rollback menu features prices from 1976 when Pugin's Porch opened. For more information, just go to pugansporch.com. And finally, fellow women boomers, here's a conference next Thursday, February 26th, at the Town and Country Inn on Savannah Highway. It's the annual women's conference, and this year's theme is confidence, courage, and connection. All good stuff. The Center for Women hosts this event, and there are several sessions throughout the day to help us focus on ourselves, our businesses, and more. Plus, there are great exhibitors, including All Care Living Services, one of Let's Talk Boomers' sponsors. Just go to c4women.org, and that's c4women.org, and get more details. And boomers, we all want to stay healthy, and more importantly, stay healthy and happy. Most of us started a New Year's resolution to get fit, but how do we keep it? Someone who can help us is a health and wellness coach. But what exactly is one? Well, we're going to learn about what a health and wellness coach is today. Our guest is Lisa Burbage, a boomer. She's the founder of Wellness Beyond 50, and she has got a wonderful giveaway to the fifth caller today. It's worth almost $500, so you definitely want to stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Boomers, presented locally by Rick Durkee and his team at the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus realtor, senior real estate specialist with Caldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm Rebecca Imholz, and we'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome, listeners, to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholz. Well, as I mentioned before the break, we all want to get healthy and, more importantly, stay healthy. Many of us perhaps started a New Year's resolution to do that, but have we kept it? We might need a little bit of help doing that. So today's guest is going to tell us how she can do that. She is Lisa Burbage, founder of Wellness Beyond 50. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, hello.
I am so glad you're here with us today and Let's Talk Boomers. health and fitness, vitality. That's something that's very important to us as we age. As you and I talked about before we started the segment today, we don't really think of 50 as in what our parents thought as 50 being as an age. Right, Lisa?
Correct.
I mean, I don't think I feel like 50 most of the time. Sometime at the end of the day, I'm a little tired. But I definitely could use someone's services like yours, which is a health and wellness coach. So tell me what a health and wellness coach is.
Okay, thank you. Well, I help people structure individualized plans which focus on their health and lifestyle and helping them making behavior changes in that area. My plan is very client-focused. We work with your vision on what you see your vision of your health being and create goals to meet changes that you might want to achieve.
I like the fact that you said it's very individually focused because one size does not fit all.
Correct.
And as we get older and based on our life experiences, we're going to have a different perspective, perhaps from others, in terms of what we envision or how we want to feel in terms of healthiness. And it's just going to differ from person to person. Isn't that right?
Correct. Every client that I work with has their own vision of their health. And it's not what I'm telling them to do. It's what they tell me they want. And then together, we tie it into your values. What's important to you? A lot of times when people lose weight and then they gain it back, it's because it's not been tied into a personalized vision and what values they see as important.
Maybe they were losing weight for somebody else, not for themselves.
Correct. Yes. And so we're going to make it all about you. I partner with my clients. I do not give advice. I listen. And together, we draw out your vision. And then, like I said, help you set goals around that vision. And then I hold you accountable.
So when you say that you're not giving advice, you're listening, but you're guiding them, are you not, in terms of a direction to take?
Yes. I take you through a behavioral change process that is going to make you feel, see your health in a different light. You're going to be focusing on the present, and then we'll be moving you where you want to be in the future. From time to time, we will touch on emotional issues, but the answers are within every person. It's just my process that helps bring them out. And like I said, once we get them out, once we see where you want to be in the future, we set goals around that. And then I help keep you accountable to those goals. We'll have action items that you'll work on. And then we come back and talk about how it went.
Okay. So I would assume some really good benefits from doing this would be not just losing weight. What are some other benefits?
Well, I've been trained. I just finished 2 years of study at Duke University in their integrative health coaching program. And I've been trained on the Wheel of Health. On the Wheel of Health, there's several areas. Nutrition is certainly one. Movement, exercise, and rest. Physical environment, spirituality, mind-body connection, relationships and communication, and personal and professional development. So my clients take a self-assessment, and they evaluate where they are in each one of these areas. And then from these areas, we pick a focus area that ties into your overall vision of health.
Okay, so they have to do a little bit of homework before they come see you the first time.
Correct. Okay. And again, it's all about the client. The client chooses the focus. I don't tell the client. The client tells me what area they want to focus on.
Okay. I like that because it really seems like it would be very self-motivating to say this is what I want to do or change. Mm-hmm.
Correct. And it's very non-judging. I don't judge you. I help you facilitate the process. And as you run into difficulties, we talk about it and get you back on track. It's very, it's like I said, very client focused. And the benefits, as you asked me, are you might lose weight, you might reduce stress, increase your energy level. We work in tandem with your doctor. So if your doctor tells you you need to lower your blood pressure or your cholesterol, we can set strategies around that to help you reach these goals and, more importantly, make lasting lifestyle changes. I think that's where most people, I think all of us can make changes for a short period of time. But when you tie it into your vision and your values, you tend to learn new habits that create lasting change.
Because that's what your values and goals are rooted in, right? What you consider to be a value in your life, and then everything else kind of springs up from that.
What's important to you? Yes, your doctor may tell you you need to lose weight, but your doctor is not going to tell you how to get from A to Z. Nor does your doctor know what's important to you. So I help you determine, bring it out. What's important to me? What really matters in my life? And then we set the goals around that to help you keep coming back to that vision, to keep coming back to those values when you fall off the wagon.
Mm-hmm. Which we all do, no matter what that is. So I'm going to talk about a friend this morning. She said, I'm going to give up chocolate. Mm-hmm. left the house and accidentally ate a piece of chocolate. So we all are guilty of that. Now, Lisa, when I hear you talk, are you a little bit of a psychologist? Are you a nutritionist? Tell me what do you see yourself as being to these folks?
Well, I do have my master's in counseling, but I'm not a psychologist.
Okay.
I have been trained on behavioral change and have been trained by psychologists. So a lot of what I am trained on has some psychology roots, but I don't go back into somebody's past. If you've ever been to a psychologist or a therapist, they're going to talk about your past. We're focusing on where you are right now and where you want to go. Mm. And so it's all present and future based.
And the nutrition part of it?
I don't give nutrition advice because I'm not a dietitian. But we can talk about, you know, goals that you have around nutrition. If I need to make a referral to a nutritionist or a dietitian, absolutely. I'm lucky that I have all of those people available to me that I can refer you to if need be. But I think most people know what healthy eating is. Mm-hmm. They just need somebody to help them stay on the course, stay focused and hold them accountable.
Now, some of these resources that you're speaking of, is that your partnership with MUSC Wellness Center?
Well, I have partnered with the MUSC Wellness Center for their members. So if you're a member of the MUSC Wellness Center, please look me up over there. However, I do work with people outside of the MUSC family. So, you know, if you wanted to work with me at the Wellness Center, I have dietitians on staff that I can refer you to. I have personal trainers because I'm not a personal trainer. I have psychologists if you really need to go back and deal with your past before we can deal with the present and the future, then I've got psychologists who can help as well.
So now I really get it. You really are a coach because you're stepping back and you're saying, here's where you want to be because you've told me where mm-hmm. you want to be. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to plan a strategy for you to get there. And I'm going to be there with you to make sure that happens.
Right. Exactly, Rebecca. Except for one thing. You're going to tell me what you want. I'm not going to tell you. So if you say, Lisa, I want to lose weight, then you're going to tell me how you want to go about it. Now, if it's obviously not healthy, I may comment. Mm-hmm. That's not a healthy way to go about it. But you're going to tell me how you want to get from A to Z. Then we're going to set goals, and then I'm going to hold you accountable.
Okay. Now, have you always done this, Lisa, or is this a new journey for you?
It is a new journey. I myself, like you said, am a boomer. And when I turned 50, it was a major wake-up call for me about, you know, I've lived half a century. Is this where I want to be for the rest of my life? And so I made a major career change, which involved going back to school, in this case, Duke University, and getting my health coaching certification. It was just something I've always been passionate about health and wellness personally. But as I turned 50, I started looking around and realized a lot of my friends were having the same questions. They just didn't know how to get. They just didn't know how to get there. And so now I can help people set their own roadmap and help them get there.
And I really like your website with all the different blogs. And listeners, pay attention. Lisa's website, I do want you to check this out. It's very, very good. It's wellnessbeyond50.org. And that 50
it's,
is spelled
it's dot com.
Out.
It's
oh, excuse
com.
Me. Wellnessbeyond50, FIFTY.com. It's very good. You even talk about the benefits of lemon with water. I didn't realize all the numerous benefits of putting lemon juice in water. And what are some of the other things that you blog about, and why do you pick those topics?
Well, I try to blog and talk about things that are on the wheel of health, because, again, that's what I've been trained to focus on. And so most of my blogs, most of my posts are about nutrition, about movement, exercise, and rest. It's not about running a marathon. That's not really what it's about. It's about how you can incorporate little things throughout your day to get more movement, to get exercise and rest. So I have a lot of articles about that. Mindful awareness, mind-body connection. That's becoming a real, mindfulness is becoming a real buzzword. I talk about that sometimes on my blogs. That's a technique that people can use to reduce stress in their daily lives. I'm working with a group right now. I also do group health coaching, and I'm working with a group right now who, as a group, has selected relationships and communication as their focus area. So my blog focuses on areas within the wheel that that are of interest to people.
And Lisa, what you're offering our listeners today, be the fifth caller, and you're offering 6 free coaching sessions. It's a value of almost $500. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's wonderful. And listeners, this is the number that you need to call. The number is 718-2981. Again, that number, 718-2981. At the end of the segment today, be the fifth caller, and you can take advantage of a wonderful opportunity. Lisa, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think we've covered it. But just anybody who's interested, I can do individual or, as I mentioned, group coaching sessions. A lot of companies will hire me to do group coaching sessions because it can also be a team builder for a company.
Well, I think that's a wonderful idea as a company. So you company owners out there, listen up. I think Lisa would be an awesome asset to do that team building. And we all know this, that when we're exercising a little bit and we watch what we eat and what we put in our bodies, we just feel better. We perform better throughout the rest of the day. So it makes sense to have someone like you help us stay the course, is really what you do, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I listen to your vision. I listen to your values. And then I help you get to where you want to live the happiest life that you want to live.
And as boomers, that's what we want to do now. We want to start that next best phase of our lives. And Lisa, what else do you do for fun besides what you're now doing, which is your passion? Do you do some other things, hobbies?
Well, I've always been passionate about exercise, which is kind of how I got from A to Z. But exercise to me is no longer a chore. It's a habit, and I enjoy it, but I don't run marathons anymore like I used to. I used to feel like that's what you had to do to exercise. Now it might just be a stroll with my husband, or it might be riding a bike, but not necessarily at a triathlete's pace. It's a whole different approach to exercise. I used to think walking was not exercise, but so I like to get outdoors and just be in nature, but usually doing something. Maybe it's just gardening, walking, riding a bike, but nothing too strenuous.
Well, listeners, again, I encourage you to check out Lisa's website, and her website is wellnessbeyond50.com. And be that fifth caller. That number again is 718-2981. Thank you so much for being on Let's Talk Boomer today, Lisa.
Thank you so much for having me, Rebecca.
All right, we'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Listeners, I'm here with Rick Durkee, the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, over the last couple weeks, we've talked about the five critical questions to ask any financial salesperson. This week, what questions should we talk about?
Well, we're on number three of the five, Rebecca, and I would say this. When you're sitting down with a financial advisor, salesperson, or someone that's providing you financial advice, you should ask them this critical question. How will your plan affect my income and liquidity needs in the future? So where you've decided that it is in my best interest, as we talked about 2 weeks ago, and we talked about the importance of making sure that the plan is in your best interest or the advice is coming from a fiduciary. Also, it's very important that you ask how this plan will affect your income and liquidity needs in the future. Now, income and liquidity is very important because as we develop income plans, especially into and throughout retirement, how are we going to replace the income that typically came from our jobs or what we did to earn a living during our working years? We need to know how these products that are used to invest in, perhaps assets that we took our 401ks and moved them into IRAs, now they're in these new products. We need to know what their liquidity provisions are so that they work adequately for the income needs that you have, as I said earlier, into and throughout retirement.
Okay, that's really great advice, Rick. And can our listeners go to your website to get more information on the additional questions at cfpgroup.biz?
Absolutely, Rebecca. We have our new version of our website. We offer materials that people can request. And also, there's a short video on our team on that website. So certainly visit cfpgroup.biz.
Great. Thank you so much, Rick. Fellow boomers, do you have someone in your life who has dementia or Alzheimer's? I suspect most of you listening out there do and would like some practical advice and support. Kelly Williams with All Care Living Services is here to help with their free Dementia Dialogues classes. These classes educate caregivers of persons who exhibit signs and symptoms associated with Alzheimer's disease or related dementias. The classes meet once a week for 5 weeks and are only an hour and a half in length. I've taken this course myself and highly recommend it. Just go to allcarelivingservices.com to check out the 2015 class schedule and register, or call 832-9888. This is Let's Talk Boomers, presented locally by Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus Realtor, Senior Real Estate Specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm Rebecca Imholtz, and I look forward to another Let's Talk Boomer show next Saturday, 11 a.m., only on 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca Imholtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.